this. Global markets are at record highs, and overnight Brent crude oil has topped the magic $70 per barrel figure. Stephanie Batchelor from Milford Asset Management is with us right now. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Heather.
Now, can you take us back a little bit, maybe to the beginning of May? How did we end up here?
Sure. So global equity markets moved higher again in May, continuing the strong run that we've seen. But when you dig a little bit deeper, it was really a tale of two halves. So the first few weeks of May continued the strong rotation towards more cyclical areas of the market, like energy and financials, and that was at the expense of growth sectors like tech. That trend then flipped the other way in the second half of May. And then, of course, as you mentioned, we saw Brent crude oil hit the highest level in more than 2 years, and that flipped things back. So a lot of choppiness in that rotation.
What's driving these rotations?
Well, as economies come out of a downturn and recover, cyclically sensitive companies tend to do well. And that's what's been reflected in the market as the vaccine rollout continues and economies start to reopen. And at the same time, we have consumers flush with cash, ready to spend, combined with supply chain disruptions. So that points to higher inflation and potentially higher interest rates. So that's what played out in the consumer price index print that we saw in early May. It reached 4.2%, which was a 13-year high. And that, of course, accelerated this rotation into cyclicals that we've been seeing all year.
Okay, Stephanie. Now, if that inflation number is real, then why did the market flip the other way in the second half?
Yeah, so that's the key question that investors are trying to answer. You know, are these inflation numbers real? And certainly there were aspects of that inflation print that were more one-off in nature. So there was like a surge in used car pricing, for example. And we're cycling the impact of the pandemic from a year ago. So in mid-May, Fed officials indicated that they're thinking more along this line, that it's more of a transitory surge. And so that's why we saw that reversal back towards growth names in the second half of May.
Now, obviously, you follow a lot of global companies quite closely. So what are they saying about what they're seeing play out on the ground?
Yeah, you're right. So, of course, we follow the macro data prints and overall market trends, but as active investors, we're really more focused on companies. And so we are hearing them discuss inflationary pressures a lot more, whether that's a US home improvement store calling out lumber pricing being up four times in the last year, or a big box retailer highlighting container shortages and port delays. So it's something to monitor and keep an eye on in order to determine whether those inflationary pressures are real and long-term or more transitory. And then, of course, you know, which companies can actually weather those pressures.
Brilliant stuff, Stephanie. It's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much, Stephanie Batchelor of Milford Asset Management. All right.